All right, time for some full team scrimmage. Southside, Bo Wolf and Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net at the Reese Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, as David Fales hands it off. Jerick McKinnon gets the carry and he busts loose.
McKinnon really struggled earlier in the day in blitz pickup drills, but you know, if you watch Georgia Southern at all, that's what he does best. He's a very elusive and creative ball carrier. You know, he's going to be he's a quarterback by trade, but he projects the NFL as a ball carrier, most likely a situational third down type back. So, still a ways away. He's got to see how he catches the ball out of the backfield, but he's got that quickness, that elusiveness, ability to double cut, make defenders miss.
David Fales from San Jose State in shotgun. Another handoff. This one to Lorenzo Taliaferro.
And I got to tell you, Daniel McCullers, who was handled readily all day yesterday, has really turned this game around. I mean, he's starting to play like the 6'6", 320-pound-plus beast that we know that he can be. He's just destroying blocks. You saw him get in the backfield there and make the tackle on the ball carrier. He was good in one-on-one drills, and he's carrying it over to scrimmage. So we'll see what it means for McCullers, but he's definitely turned it around since yesterday.
McCullers, number 98 on the line from Tennessee. Let's take a look at him and Brent Urban, number 99. The guys play next to each other on the line of scrimmage there.
Urban, who I found out still has an ankle tweak. He's not 100%. He's going up against Joel Bitonio, who had a good day yesterday. You see just the sheer athleticism of Urban. I mean, 6'6" and change. Gets off the snap with a terrific first step. Beats Bitonio around the edge, and then he's able to bend off the edge, as they say, basically change direction, make that backward C, keep his momentum and speed, stay on balance, play with good body control, and basically blow up that play. That was a tremendous play by Urban. You can see he's pumped, clapping his hands, and again, he's not 100%, because as I said, he's had an ankle injury in the season. It's still lingering with him.
We'll stay focused on 99, Brent Urban, a guy who I think is very, very intriguing to the Eagles as a 3-4 defensive end possibility.
He's got to be. Billy Turner there of North Dakota State did a good job holding him up. Turner's had a struggle thus far in the early going. He's been beaten badly several times in one-on-one drills, but that was a good play by Turner. I mean, we talked about it again in the preview of PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Urban's got a lot to gain, and he's just an intriguing guy because he's so big, yet he's so athletic and agile and nimble. And you got to think over the course of time he's just going to get stronger. He's going to get better as a football player. So if you draft him late in round one, it's with the realization that, you know, you're not going to get the full player for another season or two.
All right, let's move the attention to number 52, Adrian Hubbard from Alabama, standing up on the left side at linebacker. Another one of those big human beings, got 34-inch arms, an athletic, impressive guy, but lacked some production at times at Alabama.
That was the case for most of the Crimson Tide defenders. You know, the thing about Hubbard, and I mentioned this yesterday, how fluid is he when he moves? You saw him change direction without really losing momentum. When he ran that play down from behind, he had a good burst of speed. So, and he's a tremendous athlete. I think two things. He's got to get stronger. He's got to try and get a little bit more physical if he can in his play. And he's going to become more instinctive, a bit of hesitancy in his game. You know, those last two things, really picking up the physicality of his game and refining his instincts, those sometimes are tough things to come by.
All right, watching the action now, Jimmy Garoppolo in shotgun. Antonio Andrews to his right. Good get off there by D. Ford, number 30, from Auburn, getting some pressure. But good job by Garoppolo getting the ball out quick.
Yeah, two things. I mean, Ford has been a terror in the one-on-ones as a pass rusher. He's an incredible athlete. What disappoints me is they've not used him standing up over tackle. They did use Robert Thomas of Arkansas, a similar type of player to do well. Mark Moses, give him credit. Good job getting his hands into Ford to disrupt his angle attack. There was a nice reception from Antonio Andrews, who actually also looked good in blitz pickup and blocking drills.
All right, number 30, D. Ford, on the near side. Let's pay attention to him at right defensive end as he chases the play down. Lorenzo Taliaferro with the catch and the toss. Dee Ford, very much a speed-rushing prospect as a 3-4 outside linebacker for the Eagles. You're always looking for those guys who can get after the quarterback, and he's one of those guys for sure.
He absolutely is. He's a good athlete. You know, the thing about that play is, you know, he scraped well on the inside, took a good angle to the action, even though he wasn't involved, as opposed to just pinning his ears back and taking a wide turn around the backside and trying to catch a backside pursuit, which he's not going to be able to do, especially at the next level, because everyone's a good athlete and everyone's got good speed.
Let's see if we can get Ford rushing the passer here. He's at left end with Derek Carr in shotgun. Maybe a bit of an offsides by Dee Ford, but he got a good jump off on the ball.
It was either offsides or it was great anticipation, because he definitely beat Joel Petonio off the ball on that snap.
I think Carr gets the ball out quickly.
David Carr's look good. I mean, it's a windy day.
His brother.
I'm sorry, there you go. That's right. Well, David Carr looked good here, too, in 2002. Derek Carr looks good. I mean, getting the ball through this tough wind here, he's got great velocity. He's got some snap when he releases it. The receivers are not waiting on passes. So I think Derek Carr, he hasn't been spectacular, but in these conditions, I think he's definitely helped himself.
Carr under center. The handoff goes to Antonio Andrews. Who's out there to make a play? Kenny Laidler from Vanderbilt.
Decent burst through the hole from Andrews. And again, you know, he's a good running back. We saw him catch the ball earlier. He stood out in blitz blocking drills earlier today. So just showing a complete game. Looks like he may be a little bit dinged up there. But, you know, Andrews is a guy who's definitely helped himself today. Helped himself the past 2 days, I should say.
All right, let's turn the focus now to number 3 near side linebacker, Kyle Van Noy from BYU, an effort guy, a try-hard guy, probably projects as a 3-4 outside linebacker, but not exactly the speed-rushing kind of guy. Dee Ford, more of an all-around, good plug-in piece for your defense.
I mean, Kyle Van Noy, but yeah, he did well in drills. You look at that play. Number one, it's a good play by Jalen Watkins. But the thing about Van Noy is he remained disciplined. You know, he didn't wander from the play. He knew what his assignment was. His assignment was to stay with Porsche, the fullback of Auburn, out of the backfield, and that's what he did. So you like to see, you know, that discipline stay within your assignment, Van Noy. And he is a gamer, but he's also an intelligent football player.
Let's keep the focus on him for this next play as well.
He's also, you know, he's got some versatility. You can use him outside, you can use him inside, because he's a good run defender, so he can line up at several linebacker spots.
On the left side, right next to Brent Urban, who we've been watching as well. And David Fales gets it out quickly.
Play goes to the other side, and there's our guy Mike Davis, the receiver from Texas. That's the thing, is you've got to finish the play. Davis did not finish the play. Jalen Watkins of Florida, who's had a good practice, finished the play, stripped the ball. And, you know, drop catches are one thing, but when you start fumbling the ball and you can't, you don't make ball security a priority here, that's going to be a big red flag.
All right, Tony, let's watch the left tackle, Morgan Moses, a big guy from Virginia. Goes, let's see, he's listed at about 6'6", big fella. Eagles have a very good offensive line, all stayed together, stayed healthy. But some of those guys are getting up there in years. At some point, they've got to turn that roster over a little bit. What do you think of Morgan Moses?
Well, number 78, he's going to kind of go up between Brent Durbin and it looks like the Caron Reed. He's a good knee bender. He's a good athlete. You see he's able to quickly get out off the edge and protect his quarterback. What I think about Morgan Moses, when I watched Morgan Moses as a sophomore, I thought he had star potential. He's a big athlete who easily moves about the field on his feet. Shows ability blocking motion on the second level. The problem was he never elevated his game. In fact, he seemed to regress in some areas and just kind of got by on natural talent, close to being labeled an underachiever. As you saw on that one play, he has the physical skills to play left tackle in the NFL. He just has to elevate every aspect of his game and play up to his level of ability.
He's a second-day pick?
I think he could be a third-day pick unless he really turns somebody on. I don't think he's done enough to put himself in the third round.
As Jimmy Garoppolo hands the ball off to Jerick McKinnon, stopped in the backfield.
That's the thing about McKinnon is, you know, he needs open space to run. He's not a guy that's going to break tackles and pick up much yardage on initial contact. know, if you have an offense that runs toss sweeps or quick running back screens, you got to get the ball in his hands in open space as soon as possible.
Boy, Brent Urban is really putting in a shift here. He's played almost every snap here on defense. He's at right end again with Garoppolo under center. Garoppolo takes the snap, tosses right to Taliaferro. Another good play by the defensive line. Defense holding up well in this drill.
Consistently running the ball to the right, as you would expect. You see Urban basically come to the backside to try and make the play, but it was far away from him. You got to love his athleticism, his movement skills, the balance he plays with. And you factor that in with the size, and you're looking at really a potentially dominant player if he ever develops and pulls it all together.
All right, let's hope for a passing play here and focus on the far side corner, Keith McGill from Utah, the big fella.
Also, Kyle Van Noy here, look, standing up as an outside 3-4 outside linebacker. Looks like he's going to rush the quarterback from the left side or near side here. Gets off the ball well. Some backside pressure from D-Ford. D-Ford has been a dominant, the most dominant pass rusher of the day, and he beat Billy Turner of North Dakota State. Billy Turner really struggled all day. He's gotten beat in a variety of ways by a number of players, and Ford just blew around him there and knocked the ball loose from the quarterback.
All right, let's focus on Keith McGill now. Number one on the far side, Utah corner, big fella.
He's going up against Kevin Norwood, who runs quick, crisp routes. So this will be a good challenge for him, because McGill does have a bit of a struggle getting out of his plant. Doesn't have a lot of quickness. You see Carr rolling out to his right. Mike Davis comes back, extends his hands, makes the reception.
Out of bounds, though.
Makes the reception with his hands. Was out of bounds, but still, you like to see that about Carr. He's able to roll out and accurately place his passes, throwing on the move, and the ball really didn't lose anything as far as velocity. Had a lot of spin on it. Was on the money.
Brent Urban finally gets a rest. Carr under center. Just follow the action here.
Here's the big man McCullers on the inside. Need the fans keep an eye on him. He looked at the back of those tackles. Playing with good lean there. He's got great power. He seems to be kind of fading as the practice goes along, which tells me he's not really well conditioned. But if you get big 98, if you can light a fire underneath him and the light goes on, you've got a potentially dominant lineman who can play on the nose. You can occasionally line him up at defensive end and a three-man front. All the potential in the world. He's just got to apply it.
All right, let's look at number 7, Christian Jones from Florida State. Very athletic linebacker, but a little skinny. May need to put on some weight at some point. What do you think is his best spot at the next level?
I think he's going to be a 4-3 weak side linebacker. He's got excellent length. The problem was, and you saw it right there, the instincts. It takes a while to find the ball, a little bit late getting to the action. He's very good from the neck down, but between the ears, he's a little bit slow.
All right, well, that does it for the Tuesday practice action from the Reese's Senior Bowl. For Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net, I'm Bo Wolf for PhiladelphiaEagles.com.